Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guest this week, Jessica Outram. Each week at this time, we visit with an author from our region. We get an introduction to their work, perhaps a glimpse into their lives. We ask them what prompts them to write, and we have an opportunity to hear them read. Today, we're very pleased to welcome Jessica. Jessica Outram is the author of The Writing Spiral, Learning as a Writer. She is a principal for the Kawartha Pine Ridge District School Board, with over 15 years of experience in elementary and secondary schools. She is the publisher at Sunshine in a Jar Press, and a playwright, whose plays Once Upon a Rocking Chair and Hunt Week were performed to great success. Besides this, she is a poet, fiction writer, and memoirist, and in her spare time, a singer and actor. Since she is also learning to paint in watercolours, researching her family history, and still finds time for her large and close family, we can only suppose she never sleeps.
I sound very busy in that bio.
You do, and you are, and very accomplished in all those areas. But today we're going to focus on your book, The Writing Spiral, Learning as a Writer, which is an unusual way to come at a writing book. Most writing books that I come across are how-tos. They tell you, you know, you should try this and this is what you do with setting, etc. But your book is more of a personal journey, more of relating it to life and so on. Why did you write it?
I love creative projects, and I was looking for that next big creative project, and the title, The Writing Spiral, came to me. And I love learning. As an educator and as a lifelong learner, I love learning and I love studying about learning, and I also love writing and I love studying about writing. So I thought, let's put the two together about learning and writing. And my theory is that if you become a better learner, you will become a better writer. So if you focus on the craft of learning, then the craft of writing will improve in the process. So this book isn't really a how-to book. It's more of an exploration of questions around the things that we explore when we're learning to write and how I explored them, with invitations for the reader to also explore them, and then demonstrations of those themes by a number of contributors that explore them in poetry, essays, memoirs, and stories.
So in the reading of this book, do we follow some of your personal journey?
Absolutely, yes. So this is the most personal writing that I've done to date, because a lot of the narratives and the examples that I include in the book are about my own learning journey. As one of my friends who read it, he goes, "This is quite raw. This is raw." And he says, "I'm sorry I keep saying raw, but it's raw." So they were quite surprised, because I tend to be a private person.
Yeah. Well, that's good, though, because then you can learn from somebody else's journey, see what they have done and where it's taken them. And it helps you, I think, relate it to your own life a lot more. And on the subject of learning, you're obviously a long-time teacher. You did, in fact, teach writing. Now you're in the administration, but I know you were a writing teacher. You've run courses in Oshawa, given workshops at conferences, things like that. So do you think The Writing Spiral could become a textbook? Could you see it being used in maybe in schools or for courses?
I think it could be used in schools and courses. However, it is not a linear book. So I taught writer's craft for many years, for about 10 years, and sometimes I would teach up to 80 students a year. So I've taught a lot of writing students over the years, just with teenagers, and then certainly a number of workshops with adults. But the book, some teachers like to have a book that takes them through in a linear way from beginning to end, and these are the exercises, and this is what everybody does. And this is not that kind of book. It would involve someone making it their own and really looking at, okay, today we're going to look at this one piece of it.
So perhaps it's more a university-level book, then.
I would think it would be more appropriate for a college mm-hmm. or a university writing program, because the book is really designed to be an internal journey for the reader. And a lot of times when we're in a classroom, we're creating an external journey. So that's why I decided to create the Writing Spiral workshops. So they complement the book rather than you know, recreate the book. So mm-hmm. the book will take the reader on a journey through their own writing and learning. And then in the workshops, there'll be activities that are designed to do that in community with other writers.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Are they going to be offered in this region?
Yes. Well, I'm still working on whether I'm going to do it in the Northumberland region and where. I'm fairly new to the area, so still learning how to kind of get that information out there. But first official Writing Spiral workshop will be offered in March at the Trent University Oshawa campus. And then I also wanted to develop a facilitators program. You know, being an educator and having attended a lot of train the trainer programs over the last few years, I thought, oh my gosh, okay, I could do this, because, you know, they also have master's degrees in adult learning like I do. And I thought, I've got the same qualifications and I could create this. So I've really done a lot of research over the last year about some good strategies for doing these types of workshops. And I'm excited about training others to do a Writing Spiral workshop. So then the workshops become like the spiral and they go out and they create. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I guess I want to start a revolution.
it sounds a lot to me like Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way. That began as an internal journey, and then you can do that in a community of writers, or you can take it whichever way you want it to go.
Yes, so I think if you're looking for something that this would be most like, although they are very different, this would be most like that than many of the other books about writing that are out there.
Well, why don't you read us an excerpt from The Writing Spiral?
Sure. So this is a little anecdote from the introduction. How are learning and writing connected? Every time I drive into the Ottawa Valley area in Ontario, my GPS navigation device surprises me, transforming a simple road trip into an epic journey. I begin with a destination, an address for a remote retreat house. After three tries, the GPS reveals a route, and I select Start Guidance, trusting that the system will choose the best route, relieved that I can focus on singing to the radio and not watching for the road signs. I let the GPS do the thinking for me. So every time I drive into the Ottawa Valley area, I choose to trust my navigation system, and I always get lost. One summer, the GPS led me down a one-way dirt trail. Rather than question the route, I trusted that the path will end shortly. I missed the signs along the way and ended up on an old deserted railway trail too remote for cell phone service. The woods are dynamic, peaceful, alluring, eerie. I splashed through puddles the size of dinosaurs' footprints on suffocated, narrow, washed-out roads lined with towering leafy green trees on one side and sprawling marshes on the other. It's impossible to turn the car around. I can either go forward or backward. When I pass a number of old, rusted, abandoned cars with flat tires and busted windows, wedged between trees or half sunken in the marsh, I finally wonder if I made a wrong turn. Then I notice a crooked yellow sign, use at own risk. I'm lost in the bush in my car for nearly 3 hours. It feels like time stands still, like I've slipped through a wormhole into an alternate universe. Part of me is scared to be stuck, to be unsure of how I got here or how to get out of the woods. But part of me enjoys the experience of being lost in such a beautiful, still place, a place between my home and my destination. I trust that the universe will eventually conspire to help me find my way, that an idea of how to turn my car around on this narrow trail will come to me when it needs to. I stop the car, put down the windows, turn off the engine, and sit on the old Kingston and Pembroke rail trail, drinking water and eating carrot sticks. The isolation feels like a homecoming. I feel like I've arrived at the place Shel Silverstein calls where the sidewalk ends. I sit alone in the void and feel peaceful, connected, vulnerable, brave, and curious. I start to ask questions. I wonder how it will play out if I get a flat tire. Will I walk back to the main road? Will I sleep in my car? Will I cry? Can I die on this road? When will I start to feel really scared? Why do I trust that it will all work out, that I'll find my way and this is just a temporary detour? I wonder if it's normal to be feeling some peace, to want to stay in between, sitting in a void. I resist leaving this place, but finally choose to drive forward. I reach a small clearing, and with some careful maneuvering, I'm able to turn the car around and retrace my path back to the road where I made the first wrong turn. So the story continues until I'm on the road and there's wild turkeys, and just when I think I've seen it all that day, I end up driving through a town called Brightside. And it's a true story. Sometimes life is symbolic. And learning and writing can feel like being lost. Whenever I learn or write, there's a point in the process where I feel misplaced, where I need to find my way through trial and error, or asking for help, or trusting the wild turkeys. I enter a void, a place of in-between, of moments about possibility and choice, hoping that I'll arrive at my destination of acquiring a new skill or finishing my manuscript, turning uncertainty into certainty. Writing is rarely a simple road trip.
Well, thank you, Jessica. And now we'll take a short break.